You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pros studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Milton is getting mightier. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's quickly grown to just shy of a Category 5 hurricane with 150-mile-an-hour winds, 50 more than just a few hours ago.
It is expected to make landfall on the west coast of Florida sometime between Wednesday evening or perhaps even very early on Thursday.
Governor Ron DeSantis says they're readying a response and evacuations. Fox's Evan Brown reports.
Thousands on Florida's west coast are stocking up and boarding up, but thousands more are already packing up and heading out.
This is the first time we've even talked about doing sandbags or tarps, and everyone that I know who usually he's like, we'll ride it out. It's like, we're leaving.
Hope Swaim lives in St. Petersburg, which just was ravaged by storm surge 2 weeks ago by Helene.
And there are still search and rescue efforts in some areas devastated by that storm, blamed for at least 230 deaths.
500 additional active duty troops are moving into western North Carolina, the White House says, in addition to the 1,000 troops deployed last week. In total, more than 6,100 National Guard forces from 18 states and 7,000 federal personnel are on the ground in communities recovering.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. Republicans are critical of the response. Trump running mate J.D. Vance tells Fox there's too much bureaucracy.
Because of it, a lot of folks in North Carolina are suffering unnecessarily.
It's been a year since the Hamas terror attack in Israel.
A year later, the war rages on in the distance. We've heard Israeli attack helicopters overhead, artillery in the distance. And earlier today, Hamas was firing rockets, not just into southern Israel, but also targeting Israel's second largest city of Tel Aviv.
That's Fox's Trey Yingst. There are still 101 hostages being held by Hamas after the kidnappings 1 year ago. But 36 are confirmed dead, 65 of those hostages believed to still be alive. America's listening to Fox News.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM. Or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Jerry Padgett, the second enlisted in the U.S. Navy and deployed multiple times to Iraq and Afghanistan until Jerry was catastrophically injured in an improvised explosive device blast. Now, Jerry received a new smart home thanks to our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now, the home is in the foundation's Let Us Do Good Village. It's in Florida, and Jerry now lives more independently thanks to the specially adaptive technologies. Commit to $11 a month, the letter T, the
It's time to win cash. Get your KPEL News apps ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPEL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
And here's your next code, 835. 835 is your code for a chance to win cash with News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA. Breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by Champines, located in the Oil Center. Champines, going the extra mile.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
We'll be right back.
Hello, welcome to Moon Griffon Show. It is great to be with you. Best day of the work week. It is Monday, always the best day. Got the whole week to get it right, folks. How about that? Beautiful day, too. Fall's in the air. Cool nights are coming. About 10 days in the 50s. Ooh. Can't wait. Going to be nice. Anyway, great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607. It is a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice, I will tell you that before I get to my first guest with Executive Director Lana Venable, Louisiana Lawsuit Abuse, John Blanchard will join us from Matthew James at 10, talking about all the money and finances and what's going on around the country and investment and things of that nature. And he kind of dive in with investments, but also what's going on financially in our country. So I'm looking forward to that as we rock and roll. Donald Trump stood in the same place he stood in Butler, Pennsylvania. And I love what he says. You know what he said at the beginning? He got up there and says, as I was saying, takes a lot of guts to do that. And of course, praying for our friends in the hurricane. You know, it looked like another hit coming, unfortunately, to the same people. A lot of the same, some of the same people. And Tampa Bay and all that area. So our prayers go out for them because it looks like another one's coming, which has nothing to do with anything. Nobody forced it. Man's not living wrong, and it's why it's happening for as a man-made global warming, all this craziness, nutted-up-ism. By the way, I got water, oil, and gas. They even telling Trump, don't touch the climate change stuff. Or no, I got all that as the program. I got a lot of stuff. I'm loaded up, always loaded to bear. All right, let's jump gears, though. We're going to go with the executive director. Louisiana Lawsuit Abuse, Lana Venable. Lana, how you doing?
Good morning, Moon. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good. I thought about you the other day, Lana. All the talk of tax reform. And the reason I thought of you, I said, I wonder if we're going to forget one of the most crucial things we have to do in this state is to change what's happening with our insurance rates, our liability, our vehicle insurance rates, our truckers. Is this going to get lost in Atlanta? Because last year, not a lot of progress for y'all. Not a lot of progress for us on that. Homeowners, yes, but on the insurance, on vehicles and trucks and all that, not a lot of progress. Are you concerned we're going to move on?
Well, Moon, I'll tell you, because of people like you, I'm a little bit less concerned. And I want to start off by thanking you for really keeping this issue top of mind and staying on it during the legislative session and for keeping it alive by recognizing this week is Lawsuit Abuse Awareness Week. So I think that the more we have champions in opinion leaders that can help keep this keep the drumbeat going, that's critically important. So what you're doing is really important to us in making sure that this does not get lost in the shuffle with any other issues, because obviously it has not gone away. And we talk about, you know, insurance clearly is the by far the largest, most glaring symptom of lawsuit abuse, but it's not the only one. And we really, when we talk about the system, the main thing, the one word that I want to get out today when we talk about reforms that we need is transparency. And that's really what everything comes down to, is making sure that juries have the right information, all available information available when they make decisions on judgment. And we want to ensure the reforms that we have are comprehensive and are not piecemeal or watered down. I know you hate a step in the right direction, so I'm not going to say that. But I think that you will continue to see work on what has been done. And certainly there's no intent to give up on that by the folks that have been working so hard on it and understand on the front lines, like what it's really meaning to people in Louisiana.
Atlanta, we can't go another year. I mean, last year, can I honestly say that what you're talking about was never addressed? Am I being a little harsh on that?
I mean, I think we did have some success, Moon. I mean, I think the most, the biggest issue in the past session was the veto of the collateral source bill by Representative Mellorin, which, you know, a significant piece of transparency legislation that would have allowed juries to see both the amount that was billed to a healthcare provider in a case as well as the amount that was actually paid by the insurance company. So, again, that's just a basic transparency issue that juries should be eligible to see. the discrepancy, which is oftentimes very large, between those numbers before they make a judgment decision.
Yeah, I just, you know, little bitty steps are okay once you make a big, big move. Talking to North Carolina rep a few months back, and of course we were talking more about tax change and tax policy, but they did big stuff, and every year they had to come back and do something. That's why I didn't want this to get lost from, because I have people tell me, I said, that's all good with tax reform. What about my insurance? People right. see directly what's happening with their insurance, especially on vehicles and liability. And I know you've heard the Trucking Association and people that have these big trucks. I mean, they can't hardly pay the insurance anymore.
That's right. And a lot of people have to make really tough decisions. You know, they're looking at whether they can stay in business at all, or it makes more sense for them to go to a neighboring state with better
policy. Hey, Lanny, you kind of broke up on me a little bit on that last few.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm hearing myself echo.
Yeah, your signal's kind of faded on me.
Okay, let me try. Okay, is that better?
A lot better. A lot better. Thank you.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah, you got to back up where you started, because I kind of lost it. I said, "Up, you know, I can't hear good anyway." So I'm going, "What is no. it?" Me and I looked at George and said, "No, I can't hear either." So I knew I was okay.
Sorry about that. Well, we made it through the technical difficulty, but you know, it's just critically important, Moon. I mean, when we talk about bringing more transparency to our system, you know, it's not just one thing. It's so many things that have to happen in concert. And that's why we talk about, and you talk about, comprehensive reform. And that's so important when we talk about establishing and maintaining a system, a civil justice system that serves all of Louisianans. And at the same time, when we do that, we're leveling the playing field for businesses of every type and every size across the state. And what's happening now is, unfortunately, you know, if you think of every business that requires insurance, you know, maybe it's a small business that has one or two trucks that needs to, I mean, every business has to utilize transportation just about in their, you know, everything they do every day. But when you look at businesses that require large fleets, or maybe their entire business is, like you mentioned, the truckers or the loggers, that really, you know, that is their backbone, is being able to have insurance to be able to secure transportation for the goods and services that they bring back and forth. You know, that really becomes critical for them, and they're at a point where now they're having to decide whether they can A, stay in business at all, whether it's feasible for them to remain in business, or if they stay in business but have to make the tough decision of leaving their home state, you know, of leaving those jobs behind, leaving that tax revenue behind, and bringing it somewhere else. And certainly that's something that we don't want to see. You know, we want to be able to support job creators and businesses of all types and all sizes. And with the situation that we're in right now, that's incredibly difficult. And they're having to make really tough calls.
In a perfect world, what would you see get done? And how long would it take for the people to see it? Not only the companies, but individuals with their car insurance. In a perfect world, what would you like to see done? What do you think needs to be done? And why can't we look at other states and what they're doing?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Moon. I'm not an expert on the insurance front. I can tell you that is by far the largest symptom of this abuse. But I think in general, what we need is a package of comprehensive reforms. You know, that the insurance commissioner Temple proposed those, you know, early on, and had a lot of support behind those. The collateral source bill that I mentioned earlier that provides that information to juries about injuries. And what was paid versus what was billed. I mean, that was supported, had tremendous support in the legislature, and unfortunately wound up being vetoed. I mean, the things that we're talking about here really are just basic transparency legislation. I mean, we're not talking about anything that fundamentally changes our system. We're talking about reforms that would increase transparency so that people have the big picture, that they can better understand what they're really, everything they're looking at when they make a decision on a jury. That's so critically important. And I think, again, it has to be that comprehensive approach. When we do things that are in piecemeal fashion, when we do things that are watered down, it really doesn't allow everything to work to its fullest together to bring that change that we so desperately need here.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious, because when y'all go and the legislature starts talking about insurance reform, I noticed the trial lawyers, they might send one person. They don't really send anybody to participate in the process. And that's why I've always said, why don't y'all just go to them and say, y'all fix this, tell us what we need to do so everybody wins. But yet they don't seem to be at the table at all.
Yeah, and again, I'm not part of those specific discussions, but there's a great team of folks that represent all of these interests that we've been talking about that work together to try to get this legislation passed. But, I mean, certainly, you know, I think the ability to be able to talk to each other and come up with something that can work for everyone would be ideal. But, you know, everyone has to come to the table and be willing to talk about that. And, you know, as you hear oftentimes, you know, be willing to take a haircut. So I think that's potentially an area where we're lacking. But, you know, certainly I think on this end, there's always openness to figuring out what we can do to make these improvements. They're just so desperately needed across the board. You know, and when we talk about these changes, it's not just related to insurance. So we want to make these changes because they're just good public policy. And we know that if we can do this, we'll also be able to attract other businesses, new businesses. Our existing businesses will expand here, you know, and provide more opportunities for our people. And without these kinds of changes, you know, we're just not setting the groundwork to make that happen. You know, we talk about being open for business. Well, this is a key part of making sure that Louisiana is open for business, that our civil justice climate is balanced and fair, and that everybody feels like they have a shot.
Hey, let me ask you a quick question. You got another minute? I want to come back.
Sure.
You know, we always rated kind of at the top of the judicial hellhole.
Yep.
Every time I run into a trial lawyer, he says, oh, that ain't nothing. That's just political. I want you to come back and talk about that. Let me take a break. Let me take a quick break. Atlanta Venable, of course, executive director of Louisiana Lawsuit Abuse, will come back and visit with her for a few more minutes. But I do have a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Don't go nowhere, folks. I got something I want to say. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Line One is a business telecom provider. Line One specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.One and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line One, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.One and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.One.
Everywhere you turn.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. It is a great day, beautiful day to be with you. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. 844-766-6607. Don't forget John Blanchard will join us coming out at 10 o'clock. But we're joined by Lana Venable, of course, Executive Director of Louisiana Lawsuit Abuse. You know, we see the judicial hellhole when it comes out. We're always right there at the top, if not the top. What does this tell us? Why is this important? Because every time I went into a trial, oh, that's a political, they just, I'm just kind of curious, what does this say? Because somebody else looking at it, when I read it, talk to you and talk to other people, I know we're a judicial hellhole. But what is it telling us?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Moon. So, you know, this is another one of those lists that, you know, where unfortunately Louisiana is at the top of some of the bad lists and usually at the bottom of the good list. This is another example of that. So this past year, we were ranked number 7 in the country. This is a list, a report that was started back in 2002. So it's been going on for a while now. And what they essentially do is it's the American Tort Reform Association, and they look at unfair and unbalanced practices in civil lawsuits across the country. And so they survey their membership. They do intensive research looking at other sources, cases that are cited in the media. They get reports from the general public or, you know, that they can follow up from the ATRA website and note something that's of concern to them that they'll consider for the report. And then their team works to verify all of the research that they've put in, to come up with where they land. And one of the things that's of note is that, you know, is that as the trial bar has come up with increasingly more liability expanding strategies is the way they worded it. You know, they've really had to look outside the box a little bit and have had no shortage of information come their way, specifically in states like Louisiana. So, this is a well-researched, documented, cited, project that's been going on since 2002. As you mentioned, I think I've been at the helm of law since 2008, and that entire time we have been a fixture on that list, as we have for many years prior to that. I'm not sure how many consecutive, but you know, this is Louisiana is known, unfortunately, as having a really bad civil justice climate. You know, you don't want to get sued in Louisiana. It's the last place you want to get sued. And these are the kinds of things that businesses look at when they look at whether they want to expand their current footprint here or they want to bring a new business or a new type of industry to Louisiana. They look at that, and that has, you know, has a great bearing on what they feel their predictability and the stability of their business environment is going to be in Louisiana. You know, nobody wants to go set up shop in a place where they feel like they're immediately going to be sued.
Well, no, the thing is, even though some of these trial lawyers get on me about this deal, that's what goes out to everybody around the whole country and the whole world. People see that.
Right.
And anytime Louisiana shows up on a bad list, that's something they compare in the country. It's not good for Louisiana. It's not good for our business. It's not good for anything.
No, not at all. I mean, this is a list that we really desperately want to get off of. And, you know, we've, like I said, we've been on it for a long time running, and we did make some small improvements this legislative session, but we've got a long way to go. And I think that you will continue to see the folks who've been working on the front lines continue to engage and tighten up what has already been passed. Continue to look for other opportunities, bring more transparency to the system, because, you know, it really is, it's hurting all of us. You know, when we talk about these costs, it's obviously, again, insurance is the biggest issue top of mind for everybody. But I mean, excessive tort litigation in Louisiana, you know, last year there was a study that the Citizens Against Lawsuit Abuse did earlier this year, and they found that in Louisiana, due to excessive litigation, we lost more than 40,500 jobs in Louisiana. We lost our gross product loss of nearly $4.5 billion with a B. Mm. So when we talk about the cost being passed down to every one of us, you know, there's no such thing as a free lunch, Moon. You know, when you see all these billboards that talk about, you know, so-and-so got me this much money, somebody's having to pay for that. And so that's coming down in the price of the increased price in goods and services, the cost to transport them, all of those things. And again, coming back to our insurance rates, you know, when these fleets and these companies have to pay more for insurance, they have to pass that loss along somewhere. And so we're all feeling that.
Oh, it's no doubt about it. We feel it. We feel it heavy. I just can't believe anybody, people don't want to change this. This is what needs to be changed. There's no doubt about it. Anyway, look, I got to let you go. How can people find out or get more in touch with you?
We have a website at law.org, L-L-A-W.org. We also are active on Facebook and X, Louisiana Lawsuit Abuse Watch. And we are going to be posting things throughout the week for Lawsuit Abuse Awareness Week. So, right. Moon, thank you so much for keeping this top of mind for folks.
All right, and we'll have Tiger Joyce on tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that. All right, thank you, ma'am. We'll be right back. With five locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites, nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything, you and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you.
Hey, everyone.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by Champines, located in the Oil Center. Champines, going the extra mile.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to be with you. 844-766-6607 is the number. You know, we are. What's today, Joe? That's 7th? Yes, 7th. And we are 12 days away from voting in the state of Louisiana in a presidential race. 12 days. 19th, you can start voting early. Woo! I feel for my friends in Florida, North Carolina.
29 days to Election Day.
Yeah. And less than 30. Wow. Woo! All righty, 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Hotline. Donald Trump, 60,000 plus showed back up. And that's just unbelievable number. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris doesn't answer questions, doesn't do interviews. Y'all ever seen her doing rallies where they had 60,000, 20,000, 10,000, 5,000? That they didn't have to bus in? Just a stunning shot of sort of crowd. It was a big deal. And when Trump went back, they said he was headstrong about making sure he stood in the same place he got shot. And he started with, as I was saying. Whoever told him that, I mean, they got a lot of people around a president.
That's got to be him, though. That's like his natural joke.
It may be him. I'm just saying, people are around you that are pretty smart. Remember, look, I wasn't a big George Bush guy. But when he's debating Al Gore, he said Al Gore was spraying, he invented the internet. Remember that?
Yeah.
And his line was, and I thought it was one of his best lines ever, was, if Gore invented the internet, why does it start with www? That was back in 2000, right?
Sounds like a Karl Rove line.
No, that's what that wasn't a Bush line.
No,
but it was he played it at a great spot. But I could understand Trump get there in a rally and they clapping, and he steps up to the mic and goes, As I was saying.
What mean he's a TV guy?
As I was saying before I was rudely interrupted.
Yeah, that's him. That's Trump the showman. That's Trump the reality TV guy. That's beautiful.
You know what's sad is they and the left really wanted this. They didn't want him at these rallies. They wanted him to go inside. That sucker said, how much you want to bet that roof was protected? Oh, yeah, it was protected last time, but I'm still worried they'll get him. They said the biggest two words last night in a massive crowd to Trump was thank you. Thank you. Now, folks, there's also the big deal about North Carolina, and more so because it's a close state. And a lot of that area and some of the rural areas that would definitely be Donald Trump area were hurt bad. There's nothing there right now. It's a big push saying that the Biden administration they don't want to go over there and get anything fixed so the election can come and go because that's a close state. David Axelrod, Obama boy, says the quiet part out loud as Biden blocks ongoing rescue efforts. Yesterday, Kamala Harris, the day before, announces $157 million in aid to Lebanon. Folks, I can't believe they stand up, and everybody knows in North Carolina especially, I'm not saying Georgia and Florida and all that wouldn't hurt, they're bouncing back, but in North Carolina, I got a buddy of mine, I called him, he was on the beach. I said, what you doing on the beach? I just had a hurricane. He said, yeah, but he said the area that got hurt, Moon, is the areas that were in the mountains and the hills. And he said there's rivers and he said a lot of trees. And so when a storm comes, it's storms, hurricanes, whatever, never match with the kind of terrain they got. It just doesn't. And but those are also the hard places to get to people. Now you got how do you announce you're giving money to Lebanon or Ukraine? And we got people that are getting nothing, no help at all. See, this is one of the reasons that you just don't run up debt to run up debt. And I'm telling you, during COVID to the day, with Green New Deal, all this debt we ran, we put ourselves in a bad position to help people. Just think if our debt was $2 trillion. Just think if our debt was $2 trillion. It'd be a big difference, wouldn't it? But when you got debt like we have, and by the way, I got a lot of stuff on that as the program goes today. When you got debt like we have now, it's kind of scary. So you can't just go grab money. You don't put yourself in the position we put ourselves in. But anyway, Axelrod is saying out loud what Democrats are happy about. Hurricane Helene victim is North Carolina, mainly Trump voters who will find it hard to vote. Now, remember the hurricane Katrina, and we all do, and New Orleans, which, by the way, didn't get hit by the hurricane. It got hit by the flood. 1,700 people died. And the media made a big deal about this white Republican president. Remember the people by the Superdome that were on the interstate, had nowhere to go, didn't even know how to take care of themselves. That's what Democrats do to you. And they made it a big deal, racism. And everything about the Republican governor. But we got a nut for president and a real nut for VP running for president. And we got all these people who happen to be mostly white in these rural areas, and they're hurting, and they're not doing anything about it. You don't see the media beating up Joe Biden for what he's doing to real people. You know? And here's these people really giddy that Trump's people came for. And look, Florida getting ready to get hit again. Obama Harris whispered, David Axelrod, host of the Axe Files podcast, said the quiet point out loud, Biden regime blocks ongoing rescue operation in North Carolina. Axelrod said hurricane victims of Helene in North Carolina, mainly Trump voters, who will find it hard to vote in 2024 election. They happy about this. Just like they're happy another hurricane can hit. I read a story today. The climate denials, they're the ones did this. Like we are going to change the path of a hurricane. Like we have the ability to stop one or stop the size of it. That's crazy talk. That's dumb talk. That's stupid talk. That's satanic talk. Check this out. So, see, they really do think people that live in the country, that maybe eat off the land, country boys, girls, women, having babies, having a gun, Second Amendment right, are crazy. Look what he says about Asheville. David Axelrod said, by the way, Asheville was one of the places where they said, oh, we're climate friendly. The climate can't affect us. Is there an Asheville left? David Axelrod said affected Democrats from Asheville are upscale liberal voters. They're probably going to figure out a way to vote. Not the hicks and the he-hicks and the deplorables of Trump. They're not going to figure it out. But the smart people that vote Democrat, they're going to figure it out. No, they ain't going to figure it out, Mr. Axelrod. They've already not figured out that voting for you and voting for the people that you vote for, like Kamala Harris and Obama, who, by the way, is running the whole show for Kamala right now, going to have his people in place just like he did for Biden. People that do that are stupid. But people in Asheville, you know, the ones with the climate won't affect them, and they got all climate ready. Affected them more than anybody. It's kind of ironic, don't you think? They're going to figure out a way to vote because they're smart. They're educated. Go put a couple of them in the country. Bring a couple of them out here and put them out there with the mosquitoes and the gators and the snakes. Let's see how they survive. All right. I think we got time to take a phone call. If not, we don't? Okay, let's take one for the break. Let's go to Rocky in West Monroe. How you doing, Rocky?
Moon, how y'all are?
Man, I'm hanging in there, sir. Good to hear from you.
Awesome. Just a quick thing. Roy Cooper, governor of North Carolina, Democrat. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I wanted to tell you, I appreciate you having the governor on the other day. I wished he would have let you talk a little bit. And the other question I have for you is this. Is it alarming what your guest just said about the amount of jobs and the amount of money that we're spending on frivolous lawsuits?
Very alarming. Because, it's the problem.
Because, see, we can't get independent as a state until we can tend our own business. We're like this 25-year-old kid that still lives with his parents and mad because they won't give him $100 for the weekend to go have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I'm getting to be where I'm not going to vote a party. I'm not voting for a lawyer anymore because all I heard the governor say was a bunch of fluff and give me time. But I agree with you. Baby steps aren't helping our state any. The stuff he's worried about, I get bringing business in and all that stuff. But if everybody's insurance is 10 times higher as an employer, they're not coming to the state. And we got a great state, Moon.
The best, we got good Moon, people.
The best
good
music.
People. Best
we got
people.
Great yep. people, Moon.
Hey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. That's what worries me. That's when Atlanta came on. That's why I made a comment. I'm worried we're going to let this thing drift away on the insurance stuff all in the name of tax reform. Now, you got to do both. I'm sorry. The governor's got a tough job. Bill Edwards set us back 20 years, and the state never wants to move in the right direction at all, not even get close. So his job's tough. But he's going to have to do two or three things at one time because we can't. We got to change all of it. All of it.
But that's kind of what he signed up for. It's like signing up for the Army and then saying, you know, Moon, they're shooting at us. I mean, you signed up for a tough job. I don't want to hear how tough it is, man. It's tough for people everywhere. If you signed up to be the governor, quit being a lawyer and start being a governor.
I can't argue with that, except I'm not doing that in defense. I'm telling you, it's got to be 100% wide open in a new direction. And we got so many people that don't want to change the narrative of the state. And that's who you have to fight.
No more baby steps. No more baby steps. Why can't we take big steps? Because we're losing good people. We're losing great kids. Our kids are leaving. We're losing stuff. And this state is too good and too nice to be sitting around. And we can't even take care of our welfare system of the people that do need help, Moon. You know, there's people out there that need help. We can't pay for them because we can't generate any revenue. In turn, we wait around to see what the government's going to send us.
We're way too dependent on federal government. Bill Edwards helped really get us. Hey, I got to go, Rocky. Thanks for the call, man. We got to take a break. More to come. Moon Graffon Show right after this. I've been telling you about Schumacher Homes for a long time. Now, for a limited time, you can choose from 5 different financing offers and pick one that works best for you. Whether you're an active duty, military, or veteran, you can take advantage of the exclusive VA construction loan offer. You can lock in 30-year fixed financing for as low as 3.875. How about that? looking to stay in your home and start construction right away, a stay-in-your-home loan might be right for you. With this option, you can stay in your home during construction and not worry about moving twice. And for you first-time home buyers, we're not going to forget you. For a limited time, they're offering 30-year fixed financing as low as 3.875. Other financing offers include no-cost refinancing, conventional loans, and FHA construction loans. If you're thinking of building your dream custom home, there's no time like the present to start building. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Let them build your dream home. They're building dream homes one at a time. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing, up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. John Blanchard would join us coming out of the 10 o'clock break. Finances, money, debt, investment. It's all that and everything else that's going on. So we'll get a chance to visit with him. Last thing on Dave Axelrod. The Democrats from Nashville upscale liberal voters. They're probably going to figure out a way to vote. They're smart. I'm not sure a bunch of these folks who had their homes and lives destroyed elsewhere in Western North Carolina in the mountains. These are going to be as easy to wrangle for the Trump campaign. You see, everything they do is political. It doesn't matter. Whatever Axelrod and Rahm Emanuel said, never let a crisis go to waste. They never let a crisis go to waste. They never let a crisis go to waste. Trump voters are dumb, the rich and smart. The rich and smart are the dumbest ones that vote for Kamala Harris. They by far the dumbest people. Because you made a lot of money and you educated, don't mean that you're the smartest person in the world, no. The Biden-Harris regime. By the way, they ought to be showing this on TV. It's purposely slow-rolling recovery efforts in the battleground state of North Carolina just weeks until election. Jesse Waters went nuts on this. How can anybody do that? Look, we've been through hurricanes here. We know what can happen. Over 200 dead now. I think they said 230. Thousands of victims impacted. Disgracefully left behind. We got Kamala Harris bragging on her and $157 million going to Lebanon. They're trying to win an election, stay in power. I told y'all, in the bottom line, when you get to communists and Marxism, and that's who these people, Obama and all these people are, they don't care about people. They do not care about people except at election time. They don't care about your life. They don't care if you're drug infested. They don't care if you live in a city that's a hellhole. They don't care. You want to live in a country, you bunch of hicks, you vote for Trump, that's good for you. That's what they think. You know, FEMA's out of money. We spent billions of dollars on the illegals. And maybe, how many of y'all know there was hurricane season right now? I mean, you ought to know because the meteorologists talk and brag about this is their favorite time of year. They love them some hurricanes and storms so they can have a narrative that man can stop that. unbelievable. Anyway, that's the latest on the Democrats and people like Axelrod, who's an Obama guy. Man, just slow walking, Joe. Don't worry about it. People, let them survive on their own. Don't worry about it. Don't matter. I mean, dead or hurt or still missing. It don't matter. You know, usually they'll put you, if this was a Republican president and Donald Trump was the president, they would be showing these people trap. We have nobody come help us. See the Republicans. Look what the Republicans are doing. They don't do that to the Democrats. They do everything they can to protect them. We're talking about human beings now, just like you and me, just like our kids and your kids. Exactly like it. But the difference is they really don't care about people. Communism, Marxism, and what they're trying to do to this country. We'll run your family. We'll run your community. We'll run your city. We'll run your hall. We'll run your state. We'll run your country. Now, they know how to do that. All right. Tony on the road. Tony, how you doing?
Good morning, Moon. Yes, we're concerned about the folks in North Carolina, and we're all doing what we can do, and I encourage everybody to find a charity that they believe in and or local people going up there and support them. But what I really called to talk about was the insurance crisis. I've been trying to get in for a couple of weeks to tell you that we had a solution proposed to us in the spring of 2005. And when Katrina hit, nothing happened. But I was in the room with all the insurance companies who would not come to Louisiana, and they stated their reasons, and they were very open and honest, and they got pushback from the Democratic state senators from New Orleans. And the exchange there was polite on one side, but very eye-opening. The reasons that they gave were New Orleans was bankrupting them, and what they proposed was the solution to this, to designate a traffic court that could rapidly hear and take care of the bad actors in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. They said that they only had about 20 young people that were stealing 100 cars a month. And they said if we could get a designated court to imprison them instead of having them out on bail all the time and not showing up for their hearings, we could shut this down and we would come and do insurance. And the pushback from the Democrat state senator was, I quote, these are young people, they're poor, they're disadvantaged, and this is their only this is the only thing they know. And the insurance company said, lady, with all due respect, they own ships. They're loading and taking down the Mississippi River to other countries.
Yeah, yeah.
They are not poor. Yeah. Designate a traffic court for theft, and we will get people lower premiums in this state.
Yeah, we got the problem.
In New Orleans.
We're not. I just don't know how much progress we're making on it. I'm concerned. We got so much to do. That's why I think last year we needed to do something bigger dealing with insurance, and we also should have a miniature constitutional convention where we take the dedicated money and put it back in the statutes where it can be cut. The problem with that is everybody that thinks that if you take away the dedicated money, now they're not going to get anything, and that's not true. It's just going to make it easier for the overall state budget to operate. There comes a time when people have to cut. I know it happens in my house and it happens at your house. It should happen in government. The one place we never seem to cut government is the only place we never cut is government. Seems like we never can cut government. Cut anything else you want to, but don't cut government. All righty, we got to take a break. I am looking forward to it. John Blanchett will be my special guest, dealing with money, finances, debt, all that good stuff. Take a break. Be right back. Are you in the market for a new news talk? 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
They'll light candles at the White House this hour. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, marking 1 year since the Hamas terror attack in Israel.
I woke up today with chills.
Moshe Emili Olavi's brother-in-law is among the 65 hostages believed still alive.
I can't imagine that we're still in the crisis for a year, that Omri's under torture, under duress.
Hamas also has the bodies of 36 others in Gaza, where more than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed in the war still raging today.
There is true evil in the world. And when the good guys are against the bad guys, America should try as much as we can to support the good guys.
That's what Trump running mate J.D. Vance tells Fox. The former president will hold his own remembrance ceremony later today. Vice President Harris, in a 60 Minutes interview that'll air on CBS tonight, was asked if Israel's prime minister, who's under pressure to agree to a ceasefire, is a U.S. ally.
With all due respect, the better question is, do we have an important alliance between the American people and the Israeli people? And the answer to that question is yes.
Another hurricane bearing down on Florida's west coast. Milton has quickly grown this morning to about a Category 5 storm, 155-mile-an-hour winds.
Finishing up, getting all these sandbags here, and then we're going to head back to the crib and put everything up, put some tarp down.
He's getting ready in St. Petersburg as others get ready to evacuate in areas already hit by Hurricane Helene a little over a week ago. Governor Ron DeSantis is urging people to keep cleaning up that damage.
This creates a safety hazard, and it also will increase the damage that Milton could do with flying debris.
Helene's blamed for at least 232 deaths.
We're in Buncombe County, North Carolina. They still have urban search and rescue teams looking for people, saying it can take a long time to complete their searches in areas with most devastation. Meanwhile, some areas are still cut off or don't have power or water.
Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell. America's listening to Fox News.
The socialists who want to move into the White House have a lot of plans for your money. One of them is to control the price of food. And this is just the start. Could 401ks and IRAs be next on their agenda? It might sound far-fetched, but so did price fixing just months ago. Hi, Donald Trump Jr. here. If you've spent decades building your nest egg, you can act now to stop your savings from falling into the hands of the socialists. It's why Americans are turning to gold, the ultimate safe haven in uncertain times. To see how easy it is to diversify your retirement with gold, get a free info kit from my friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. Birch Gold makes it easy to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold while preserving your tax advantage status. Don't wait any longer. Protect your financial future now. Text PROTECT to the number 989898 for your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust. Paid for by...
It's time to win cash. Get your KPL News app ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
Here it is, your 10 a.m. code, 453. 453 is your code for a chance to win cash with News Talk 96.5 KPL.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPL.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
That's a good thing, not a bad thing. Hi, hello, welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. If you'd like to be part of the program, Matthew James, the Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice. Speaking of Matthew James, John Blanchard joins us. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, but he also helps you with taxes, business taxes, help you save your business, all the things that go into. John, what's going on, brother?
Oh, same old Moon. Look, it's beautiful weather outside. You know, something. It's something positive to look forward to, not politics. Look, I'd rather be outside or going fishing or, you know, get on my motorcycle or something.
That's always doable. After 12 o'clock, that's always doable.
Yeah. I'd rather just do that all the time instead of thinking about politics like you do.
No. That's where you're wrong, my brother. I do put my time in. But if you think I sit around, this is all I do, I tell people all the time, you are crazy. I am not the junkie that I can't wait to get home and watch the TV and pick up. I read a lot, and I talk to people, and I admit. But I like to go fishing. And when I'm out there fishing, I think, boy, I wonder what's happening in the stock market. I don't think like that. I really trained myself a long time ago by the grace of God to learn to live a day at a time. And I'm going to tell you, even when things pile on top of your head, I back up and go, okay, I got the day. I'm going to deal with this day. You deal with the day that's ahead of you. So, no, I don't. But I do have a couple questions for you before we get into what y'all actually do. You know, when I read Moody says the next president of the United States better get a hold of his debt. And you know, right now, headed to $36 trillion, $50 trillion maybe by 2030. $50 trillion. Trillion, nobody understands that. And I don't either. I just know that's a big number that we can never, ever get to. And so when you have a problem like hurricanes and you need some money that you can go probably borrow a little money and take care of them, what's going to happen one day with all that? And so my question to you is, how far is Moody's off by saying the next president, we better get the spending done? Because there's a whole bunch of people in Washington, D.C. don't care how much they spend it.
No, absolutely. And look, that's a big issue that we're dealing with. I mean, back in 2006, David Walker was the comptroller general at that point in time, and we had $8 trillion of debt. And he said we must double our tax rates or our government's going to go broke. Now we're sitting at 35, closer to $36 trillion. No matter what's going to happen by the end of this decade, we're definitely going to hit 40. But the crazy thing is,
We could hit 50
with the things that they're wanting to do.
Yeah.
But it's sad because we're paralyzing ourselves. It's us. I mean, it's your generation. It's my generation. It's my kids. I got six children that are going to be faced with this debt load that's going to put a big crisis with this country. And what's going to happen? And we see the way D.C.'s spending money, giving it to Ukraine. And then you got these people that are dealing with this hurricane. The aftermath of it, and they're getting a
$750. Nice of them.
Yeah, and then the government's asking, citizens to give money to go fund them. You know, use GoFundMe or some sort to pay people. It's such a slap in the face. But it's, I see Trump now. Obviously, we all see that he's, bringing Elon Musk around, talking about how like Elon's going to clean up this government like he cleaned up.
But that's what we need.
Oh, exactly.
But when he does that, if they get in. Watch the people crying and whining that been getting, thinking we just unlimited money. Those are the people really ought to move to Iran because they're really not helping the cause.
No,
that's why I hate when people in Louisiana go, well, federal government's giving us money, and if they don't give it to us, they're going to give it to somebody else. That's stupid. By the way, I hear it all the time in this state. And it's so frustrating when I hear that. I go, how in this Green New Deal, crazy stuff, we're going to stop hurricanes? Ludicrous, off the chart, dumb. But you got people buying into it.
Look, there's unfortunately people with no common sense running a $1 trillion economy. And these people cannot run a hot dog cart in Manhattan at all. They would fail. And so, but the thing is now, they're obviously they've been doing this for decades, making decisions for our government on the way they spend money. And so, yeah, look, we obviously know there's a lot of cuts that need to take place, but there's also a lot of financial pressure. We have a vice president that's obviously running to try to be president and touting that she wants to do these different tax deals, 25% taxation on your unrealized gains every year. Look, as scary as that sounds, that's not going to go through. I don't know if you saw the video of Chris Cuomo whenever he was on the DNC floor. I think it was probably the most honest thing I've ever seen him say on live television, where he was pointing at all the boxes, the booths in the dome where they were at the center, where he's like, look, that's special interest. These things are $500,000 minimum a pop. You're not seeing the teachers, union, and there are some other smaller group. They can't afford it. So obviously there's a lot of issues behind the scenes, but we have to look at what's going to happen. We got to look at, the increases they're looking at making with capital gains tax, with if they even go with unreal lies. But we have to look at, you know, they talked about at one point, look, and all these things that they're doing, that they're bringing on table, onto the table to be passed, they were trying to push this through 3.5 years ago.
Absolutely.
So the thing is, just because it didn't get passed doesn't mean it's forgotten. No, they just stuck it back off on the shelf. They just wiped the dust off of it and stuck it back on here. You got to rerun on it.
You got a president sitting here, don't know where he's at, but he'll pass anything and doesn't care. Not going to affect him. By the way, interest rate cut. A lot of people believe it's 100% political, that it's going to probably make it worse. I'm not actually getting to the politics of it, but how did you cut with inflation skyrocketing? And I don't care what anybody says. My pocketbook's not lying. Yeah, you can't sit here and tell, oh, it's gotten better. I don't know if anybody that believes it's gotten better. Nobody that I know of believes it's gotten better. But they do an interest rate cut. Inflation, we're going to talk about this later anyway when we talk about investing, but inflation's kind of out of control, don't you think? I mean, you cannot cut inflation if you're printing more money and selling debt. Can you?
No.
How does that work?
No, it's a big issue. It's obviously a big issue. I mean, they're doing rate cuts. They were talking about doing multiple rate cuts this year.
Obviously, we got 6 this year.
Yes. So the thing is, they did, you know, half a percent rate cut already, 50 basis points, potentially doing 2 more this year, a quarter point each, possibly. We'll see. And so the thing is that, you know, we're looking at great CD rates and money market rates. The 10-year treasury is down from where it was earlier this year, but we're seeing the banks reprice their fixed interest vehicles. Insurance companies are doing the same things, but also, you know, mortgages. We're having a lot of, there's not, the refinance industry hasn't been strong because rates have been severely high.
Wow.
And I mean, they're not as high as what they were in the 80s back when I was born. So the thing is, we got to look at where we are now for those new time home buyers, first time home buyers, with the interest rates that they're facing, corporate debt. You know, that's getting refinanced. Corporate debt's not like a 30-year loan. Corporate debt's getting refinanced every 5-6+ years. And so they're dealing with higher interest rates. Lowers profitability of the company.
You only got not only corporate debt. What about personal debt? How's that playing all this?
So the insane thing, because of COVID, okay, so since COVID, obviously with the stimulus money, there was an all-time record low of personal credit card debt. There's a lot of people that were very responsible with the money that it received in stimulus payments to pay down their credit cards. Now, look, a lot of people bought things that they didn't need to impress people they didn't like. We all know that happened, okay? So we saw a lot of companies report a lot of record sales in that time period. And then corporations, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them took that data and said, look, oh, we see the forecast. Let's forecast that we need to produce more. Now you're seeing a lot of car lots that couldn't get cars with too many on the lot, and they can't sell.
By the way, I talked about that the other day. Every one of them you go by that's a really good car dealership, I'm looking, well, you 2, 3, 4, 5 months ago, you go, wow. Now you're going, well, I wonder why they're not selling the cars. Well, the cost has skyrocketed because of the EV situation. And a new deal, I mean, they've just skyrocketed to you can't afford them.
Yeah, so
unless you want to go 7-8 years, and I haven't bit that off yet.
And that's been a big problem, and we're seeing that in, you know, not just in automotive, but in there's a lot of other sectors, from clothing, accessories, et cetera. And so, but going back to your answer on the your question for the debt, I mean, now we're seeing, because of inflation, obviously, where credit card debt has reached an all-time high. So we have credit card debt, you have vehicle loan debt, you have student loan debt, look at the government debt. There's debt everywhere you look, and that's not a good thing. So,
by the way, it's all over the world like this.
Yeah, it's a big issue. And so, it's the cause and effect of a lot of different things happening financially that is leading us to where we are today. And so that's a big issue, and there has to be cuts made. We have to tighten the belt. And a lot of people are going to be very upset about it, but it's the truth.
Yeah. John, so let's talk about what you do, because there are people out there that's still selling businesses. There are people out there that still need tax help on the money they're making, and that's what your expertise in. You're trying to help people save more of their money so they can invest it.
Yeah,
that's one of the, when I look at you, that's because you call it, I call it the tax reduction hotline. You want to reduce people's taxes so they can keep more money.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, so we serve different groups of people. We serve people that are in retirement or near retirement, you know, people that are worth less than $1 million, people that are worth more than $1 million, and people that are worth more than $5 million. So there's different things that we can do for these three different groups. The other thing that we do is we help people that own a business or they're self-employed lower their annual tax liability. There's about 80 strategies in the tax code that could be utilized where people can lower their tax bill. And we help people every day with these different things. The other thing is there's people that are retiring right now, people that are looking at selling their business. You know, there's a silver tsunami, a lot of baby boomers that built a business and now they're selling it. There's people that are younger than them that are also selling too, or people that are selling real estate. So you could be retiring from real estate, or maybe you could be selling some real estate and you can't identify a 1031 to buy another property. And you're looking at, okay, how can I defer my taxes on the gains? So we have a proprietary strategy that involves a corporate trust or maybe a complex trust and a portion of the IRS code to allow us to defer the taxes on the sale. We have people that own large buildings, residential real estate, you know, multi-unit complexes. We have people that are selling oil and gas companies, people that are selling tons of different businesses, dealerships, that they contact us, that they're looking at how they can save six or seven or even eight figures in taxes.
Okay, I want to take a break, but I want to make one little caveat. You can help them before they sell. They can't call you and say, hey, I just sold my business, got $1 million. Hey, what can we do now? Oh, you can do things with that too, but it is not quite like doing it before the sale. Let's come back and start there. Name is John Blanchard. You hear me talk about Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. This is the man to reduce the taxes. This is him. We'll take a break. Be right back.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
This is Moon Griffon. The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you are sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine electric bills so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in your couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
If you've got some projects to do around the house and you need the voice of experience, a local voice, somebody that can help you and knows Louisiana, you need to check out Stein Home and Yard. They're a Louisiana company founded, established here. They've been based here. Their story dates back all the way to 1946. Stein Home and Yard has all the things you need to make your house ready for fall. Great deals on fall plants like mums, as well as all sorts of handy items you need for your house. Need to upgrade your power tool game? They've got great deals on DeWalt power tools. They also have great deals on grills for your next tailgate for the big game this weekend. Traeger pellet grills, Weber grills, Charbroil, so many great brands. And it's all right there at your fingertips. Just pull them up, steinhome.com. Steinhome.com is where you need to go to find the greatest deals on your home improvement needs. Steinhome.com, a great Louisiana company.
How to save money.
Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Louisiana-owned Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Call Tony Arpino. I have known him for years. Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. John Blanchard, my special guest. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. So, John, we were talking about selling businesses. And, you know, it's not that you can't do something with your money after, but it's not like doing it before. And you were saying that, you know, when people can come sit down with you, whether it's $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, whatever, there's so many more things they can do before they actually receive that check.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's always best for us to meet before the transaction happens. You know, if we have a good month to 2 weeks before the sale takes place, we can orchestrate this. Like I said, this is a proprietary strategy. where we use a portion of the IRS tax code to basically defer this money into perpetuity, pretty much. And they're receiving payments in installments. It's called an installment sale. But it's coupled with a couple different things. You can't monetize it. In other words, you can't borrow from that money. That's an illegal transaction. So that's not something what we're doing. But we can actually take the proceeds and reinvest that money, and you can get a yield off of that and, you know, receive income and just pay taxes on the income that you're receiving. So you don't have to pay taxes on the lion's share. So we have people saving hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes, or even seven or even eight figures in taxes whenever they're selling a business on the cases that we're doing. You know, we even have trial attorneys, even though if you like them or not, but we have trial attorneys whenever.
Well, I like them when I need one.
But yeah, no, we have.
Actually,
we have,
I got a lot of trial attorneys in the prison.
They're good, great guys. But no, we can even for a trial attorney, we can take their awardment from a settlement, place it inside this particular strategy, and they can defer the taxes. We got a gentleman out in Houston that we're doing one on. It's $400 million. And so what we're going to do is help him out from an estate tax standpoint and immediately having to pay taxes on that money as well. So, I mean, it's a very lucrative option. This is something that's not really known about. And people call us and, you know, we figure out their situation. They have to sign a we sign an NDA. So, we're keeping their information private, but they're also keeping our information private as well, because we don't want, you know, somebody to try to do something and make an illegal transaction with it. But the key thing is that we can help them before the sale. Now, if the sale's already taken place, we can't do this. If they've received the money, we cannot totally do this different transaction.
Yeah.
Now, there's some tax strategies that are out there that we can utilize to help them reduce and lower their tax liability, but it's not as good as this particular strategy itself. So, but there's people that are looking at selling different types of businesses, grocery stores or gas stations or like oil and gas service companies. You know,
This is what y'all do. This is a big part of what you do.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of people call each week to talk about this, to figure out what they're going to do. Sometimes people find out too late, and I'm sorry, I can't help them go that route. But, you know, there's people, there's doctors, there's people selling a dentist practice, law firm. There's a lot of different things, a lot of different transactions that people are not aware of that's going on. But, I mean, obviously that's a private matter. But the thing is, we can help those individuals defer those taxes and reduce those taxes into perpetuity, and they can transfer that money to the next multiple generations as well.
I want to say this in front of Joe, that if George Soros calls and wants to buy my show for $8 million, I'm gonna call him first. I'm not gonna tell you first. I'm gonna call John Blanchett. Is that okay with you? I just want to make sure you know I'm calling John first.
Does my paycheck go up?
No, because I won't be around. I notice this sounds complicated, but it really is great to get advice from someone like you, or from you specifically, because you want to be able to, you're about tax reduction. You're about keeping a lot more money than you give away back to the government.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing is with me is when I started making, you know, my income jumped up significantly and I had a higher tax bill. I was trying to figure out, look, I know there's other people that are making a lot of money and barely paying any taxes. I need to figure this out. I
told you that happened to me.
Yeah, so I went out and I found people across the country that did this stuff the correct way. And I paid them to teach me and teach people in my office. And they coached us. And I'm part of a group where we share strategies and stories and help and basically how to do workarounds and different things. So now we're taking this information, we're taking all these strategies, and we're helping out people in Acadiana or in Louisiana, or we have clients across the nation that we help out with these different things. So everybody's in a different situation, and they're looking for a home for helping them reduce their tax liability, whether it's on their current investments or on their actual business whenever they're selling it, or on their active income from a business. So you could be a physician, you could be a dentist, a veterinarian, you could own, like I said, a grocery store, you could own an oil and gas company. We're helping a lot of different people out on their active annual revenue and whenever they're selling their business.
I had that happen a while back, where I just had 1 year, I had a big jump. I wish I could stay there, but I got hurt because I wasn't ready for it. I planned since then; it's been a lot better. But I got hurt. What I mean, I got hurt, is I gave away a lot of money to the government.
Yeah,
I could have not got. You got a few more minutes to talk a little bit now?
Absolutely.
Money. Okay. Name is John Blanchett, Matthew James, business tax reduction. We're going to talk a little bit more about his business, but just a little bit more on a national stage. All right, take a break. Be right back.
If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction, listen to Springfield Wellness Center's founder, Paula Norris Medier.
We help people through their detox with minimal withdrawal symptoms. Even though it's a 10-day treatment, I look at the first 4 or 5 days as the brain restoration piece. And when the brain restoration piece turns on, that's when we have patients go, wow, a light bulb turned on or a switch was turned on. All of a sudden, their prefrontal cortex is working. And their midbrain is also working. They're not craving. They're thinking clearly. They see things clearly. And they have more confidence.
Put your addiction behind you. Call Springfield Wellness Center, 225-755-9566.
Just call us. That's all. And we'll be waiting for you.
225-755-9566. 755-9566. Springfield Wellness Center. SpringfieldWellnessCenter.com.
Been bragging about Dino Hardwoods for a long time. A good friend, Charles Altman, they do an excellent job. And if you're looking for unique or hard to find hardwood, lumber, plywood, and molding, is Dino Hardwoods. That's where you need to go. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com. Trust Dino Hardwoods for all your hardwood, lumber, and cypress needs. With the holiday season fast approaching, as you know, a timeless handmade gift using quality lumber by Dino just means more. With 3 great locations to serve you now, Broussard, Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana, and now he's expanded in Tyler, Texas. Folks, there's something for every discerning woodworker at Dino. Go to DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com, and check out the unique and hard-to-find hardwood, lumber, plywood, and molding that you can't just find anywhere. Charles Altman, trust me, is not a better man in the business. He knows what he's doing, and he wants to service you. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com.
LA 22.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. It's the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You got a question? I'm going to keep John Blanchard for a few more minutes. All you got to do is call 844-766-6607, which is the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Don't forget MatthewJames.com, MatthewJames.com. And I give that out every now and then just to tell people go to the website. They got everything. You can call and contact them. No, I just wanted to back up a little bit on a national scale. John, if we don't, because you look at all this, you have to as an investor. You've got to look at the national scale and what's going on. And what we're doing is wrong. What we're doing is absolutely 100%. There's no fundamentals in what we do in the economy. Do you think the average person don't understand this? Because it's like we're going to keep voting and they're going to keep sending us a check, but what happens when the checks stop? What happens to America if the checks stop? What happens? John Kennedy was on there, Senator Kennedy. He said, man, we're going to have an economy as long as they bond the bonds. I said, what happens if they quit bond? I said, we're in deep crap. Why would a country set up a way to fail dramatically? Why wouldn't you set it up for you to win, for the citizens to win? That's what you do.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, you got politicians that are out there that have an agenda, and it's not America first. It's to line their pockets. I mean, how could Nancy Pelosi and her husband be worth that much money? Only making 150 grand a year, whatever her salary is.
Yeah.
So that's the thing we got to look at, is we got to look at how to protect our wealth. We have to understand, you know, our wealth, our investments, our own economy. Mm-hmm. You know, knowing what your income is, what is your investments, what do they produce, how are they structured? But you have to understand going into this election. Obviously, we only got a handful of weeks left before this happens, and then depending on who wins, obviously we're going to see how things are going to change, what policies are going to get changed, and how does that affect the market? How does that affect your retirement accounts? How does it affect the way your dividends get taxed? We have to look at all this stuff. Possibly, you know, if Trump wins, he was talking about removing taxation on Social Security. Yeah. That's something that was in place prior to 1983. So, you know, whenever people would go into retirement, they would think, okay, my taxes are going to be lower because my income's lower. Well, actually, most people's effective tax rate went up in retirement because of the way their Social Security gets taxed along with their other sources of income.
You know, it's a shame that you get taxed on Social Security 1 cent.
Yeah.
Think about all the money you put back. You bought into a system that wasn't as good as you invest in yourself. Like if I had a guy like you, you know what I'm saying? And so you could have way more money. And yet, you know, now we're going to tax it.
Yeah.
Because we got a spending problem. And we do have a spending problem.
Yeah, there's a big. So they have to cut the fat off the pig. They have to make cuts because it's just going to make it. It's just going to get worse. It's bad already as enough, you know, as it is right now. So we have to look at what they're going to do, but how can we protect ourselves? So we have to look at taking every advanced strategy on moving our assets and shifting our assets to tax-free accounts like a Roth or a Roth alternative. There's, you know, everybody has a different opportunity. We have this year and next year left that we know that's scheduled for the Trump tax cuts. Now, if he wins, we should expect it to be extended. Now, is that guaranteed?
But if he doesn't win and they kill it, what's that going to do to people?
So you're going to see everybody's tax rates will change. Everybody's tax rates will go. Well, the bandwidth of the tax brackets will shorten between each brackets, and they're going to go up 2 to 3 points per bracket, number one.
And if they keep spending money, inflation's going to keep taking money out your pocket too.
It's going to keep taking money out your pocket, but then they're going to have to take other measures to raise taxes, which is not going to be favorable to most people. And the sad thing is that you have roughly the same amount of tax-deferred assets that you do of national debt. Okay, so that's the scary part, you know, where a politician can look at this like, hey, we can tax these things. Will they do it? More than likely not. But we have to look at when they start getting desperate and you have assets that are in non-tax-favored accounts, you have a bigger liability. So there's a lot of people that come into our office that have a legitimate tax liability. They have a significant amount of legislative risk. Not just market risk, it's legislative risk that you got to deal with. So we have to look at, okay, what can we do by shifting your money from an IRA, let's say, to a Roth or a Roth alternative? And we have to look at what's the best way to do it, the lowest tax way to do it. Some people want to just rip the Band-Aid off. So we just got to look at the math and look at the numbers to make sure they make sense to do so. But the thing is, I'd rather make sure people have more tax-free wealth than tax-deferred wealth or tax-favorable wealth. And that's the ideal thing. So if you're selling a business, if you're constantly working, looking at where you want to put your assets, we often have to take estate planning into consideration. You know, the estate tax thresholds are going to be lowering. So that means the death tax is going to be exposing more people to – you're taxing them 40% on their net worth. But then you have to liquidate that net worth to pay the 40%. So you could be paying 37% above the 40 plus a 3.8 wow. net investment income tax plus the estate tax that you live in. I was calculating for a guy on Thursday. He passes away. You got 87% of your wealth going straight to taxes.
You know that's not right.
Just think if lived in California. He lived in California, New York, or Illinois. You know, that's an even bigger issue. So the thing is, you got to look at not just what you make, but what you keep.
I think that what you keep is way more important than what you make.
Exactly.
You can walk around all day, walking around, making $1 million, and you keep $200. It ain't too good.
That's a problem. And the sad thing is, a lot of people face it. You know, maybe not 200, but it might be 400 or 600. Yeah. But the thing is, we have to look at how can we lower our tax liability. A lot of people are not happy the way Washington D.C. is spending money. Why should you be funding it when you have the tax code legally allows you to do things? Just most people are not aware of it.
Let me ask a quick question. It's something nothing to do with nothing, but it really does. When I start looking at Bitcoin and cryptic money and stuff like that, is that a danger there? I think that's a gigantic danger.
Yeah, I mean, I think it
is. The reason why, I mean, I look at China and what they're doing, mm-hmm. they own you. When you go something like that, they own you. In other words, everything's going to be based off of something that's digital where the government can look at it.
Yeah, there's nothing backing it. I mean, look, we stay away from it. It's too much of a liability. I mean, look at what happened almost 2 years ago with Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yeah.
You know, wiped away all this wealth. People put this money in crypto and into his brokerage. Look, I mean, I have clients call about it. It's like, hey, I want to put some money in it. I'm like, look, that's you. You can transfer it to another account, go invest that money. But that's like you going to the casino.
You're not messing with it.
I don't personally have it, and I don't. None of our clients have it.
You're not recommending it.
No. I don't want the liability at all.
By the way, but you're not saying people shouldn't. You're not even saying they shouldn't do it. You can do it if you want to. You just said you not recommending it, and that's your choice.
Yeah, I don't want the liability. I mean, there's other things that we do from an investment strategy that I think is way more lucrative than that. Why should I go risk it?
Do you think that's the future, though?
I don't think so.
Hope not. Okay.
I don't think so.
I hope not either. I'm just kind
of
curious.
There's a lot of speculation, hype. I mean, people were talking about it on social media for years, and you see, as they talk about it more on social media, the price goes up, and the next thing you know, what is it? It tanks right after.
You know, when we were in school, and I don't know about you, but we were we had to learn metrics, and they told us, oh, when we get out of high school, sooner or later, it's going to be all metrics. We never went metrics in the United States. But we were told that when I was fourth, fifth, sixth grade. I didn't remember much back then, but I remember everything going metrics. You had to learn and do all that stuff, but it never did. So people saying it don't mean it's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, look, we never know, but I can't control it either.
No. All right, John, one more time, MatthewJames.com. They go to the website, what they find.
Everything. Yeah, yeah. And also for our tax website on, you know, as an active, you know, let's say physician or business owner, you're looking at reducing your tax liability. We have MatthewJamesTaxPros.com where you can look at things that we do. We have examples of the different types of clients that we serve and what their scenario would look like, you know, before they might have paid $1.5 in taxes. And when we met them and helped them out, they paid $80,000 in taxes. That's a big difference.
Gigantic difference.
You know, it's a big difference. So, yeah, and if they're selling a business, but ideally just to call our office, 337-366-8366. You can call, schedule a phone call, in-person meeting, Zoom, and we can definitely answer your questions and see, you know, if we can help you out, if it's a good fit and or where we should recommend you to go.
Always thanks for your pleasure, time. John. Always appreciate a pleasure, Moon. Brother. All right. Got to take a break. More to come. Moon Griffon Show. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. Nestled in gently rolling hills in North Louisiana is a place that produces the finest Louisiana wines around, Landry Vineyards. This place is phenomenal. Not only are they passionate about growing wine grapes and making Landry Vineyards wine, they also have cottages and RV sites you can rent, tours, and live music on Saturdays and tastings Monday through Saturday. Available in over 650 stores throughout Louisiana, I encourage you to visit and try Landry Wine direct from Landry Vineyards. This is another great Louisiana company that has my full support, and they are Louisiana certified. A red blend they labeled Bayoutage, Blackberry Merlot, Cabs, Rosé, Petite Sirah, dry and sweet whites, and many, many other wines. Learn more about their wines and their vineyard online at LandryVineyards.com. This is Moon Griffon. My lovely bride and I love the wines from this great Louisiana company, Landry Vineyards, and so will you. Go visit their beautiful winery and find them in your local grocery store. If they don't have Landry Vineyards wine, ask and ask again. LandryVineyards.com. Woo, good wine right here.
It started with direct messages. That's how they got to my son. Gavin was just 17 and looking forward to college. He was contacted by online predators pretending to be a teenage girl. He was the victim of sexual extortion. In less than 2 hours after that first message, Gavin died by suicide. It's a pain I don't want any other parent to feel. Social media is causing an epidemic of bullying, anxiety, and depression, and it's leaving kids vulnerable to the kind of predators that targeted my son. We have to hold big tech accountable and pass the Kids Online Safety Act. I couldn't protect my son, but now it's my mission to make sure all kids are protected. I'm a father and a proud conservative, and I'm here to tell Speaker Johnson, pass the Kids Online Safety Act, because nothing is more important than protecting our kids.
Paid for by Issue One Action, which is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Issue1Action.org.
Hey folks, it's Joe.
Welcome back to the Moon Griffon Show. Moon is taking his sweet time getting back into the studio. And he always yells at Walker for not just jumping on the mic and talking to y'all and keeping y'all busy.
Ain't no problem with you.
No.
I apologize. I went out there with my John Blanchard is also a client. Got a lot of faith in him. And so I'm a client and he's a client. We kind of both clients. Actually, let me not lie to you. Joe was talking about fishing. He's just getting into fishing. He's got 6 children. Okay, and I was telling him about shepherds. And he wanted to get into it for his kids. And so me being an expert professional fisherman, since I'm a professional fisherman, no, I'll just tell him some things he needs to do. He can call, and there's a place he can go lease the fish with his kids. He got a lot of young kids, man. And anyway, I was trying to teach him that. I forgot we had a radio program here. Anyway, 844-766-6607. It's all the producers, folks.
There's going to be a day when you retire from this part, and you're going to have a fishing show. You're going to be the next Don Dubuque, maybe.
I would never. I would probably not bet on that. I think my fishing needs to be something I do for fun, because it's like I said, Don Dubuque can catch fish. I just like to fish. There's a big difference. Anyway, great to have you back. 844-766-6607. Great to be back. By the way, y'all see Hillary Clinton's comments. We lose total control if we don't moderate and monitor social media content. The key word here is control. I mean, they listen, John Kerry, what do he want to do? Gotta get rid of the First Amendment if we're gonna get this climate thing through. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said to CNN that we lose total control if social media content is not more regulated. They want to control your speech. You can't tell these people that vote for Democrats don't want to hear this. Let me tell you how this communism, Marxism thing works. They get a group of people believing what they're saying, and it's a lie. Telling you they're going to prosper you is a lie. They tried it in Argentina. They tried it in Cuba. They tried it in Russia. They tried it in China. None of these places work. So, but you get enough people to buy into the lie that man is somehow going to profit you. And then when they got all the power, what they do is they turn on the very people that helped them and tell them to shut up too. Remove immunity from liability. Okay? They want to make it a fine when you say something that big government doesn't agree with. This is what's being done in the Democrat Party. This is not Bill Clinton's Democrat Party. This is not John F. Kennedy's Democrat Party. The party of filth and party of hate. Hillary Clinton is out of her mouth and out of John Kerry's mouth last week, too. You know, First Amendment's getting a problem for them because people go and start believing what they want to believe. In other words, they don't believe what we're telling them. So we got to do more to take phones out of school. We took phones out of schools there. They want to take, sad thing about it, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Obama people. It's just what they want to do, folks. Now, look, everybody knows they plan on the emotion that social media is a hellhole and a garbage dump anyway. But it's not their garbage dump, but they want to control it. I just, every time one of them sticks their mouth out there, one of these liberal leftist looney tunes like Hillary Clinton. Okay? It's always to control you and me. I've been watching now since Helena came in, and we've seen the destruction of a hurricane, which, by the way, Joe, have you ever seen a hurricane come in and dance around everybody and not hurt anybody? Not before they came up with the global crisis lie, not since. Another one coming, going to hit Florida. But, you know, Joe, we had that happen here. Go ask the people in Cameron Parish that they got 2 in a year before. Go actually anywhere on the coast of Louisiana if they had two hurricanes in the same year. That were devastating. Almost everywhere. And then when they start, it's just record, this is record. There's no records being broken. This stuff's been done for a long time. It's just the way we build is different. It has nothing to do with rising seas. We never flooded like that before. Then you find out, well, back in 1900 or 18-something or 1930-something, yeah, you did. So, Hillary Clinton, real simple. Barack Obama said, we need 2 or 3 news sources, and that's it. Do you see how Obama has jumped in on Kamala Harris's campaign now, running everything? Jumped in. That means his people will get to stay just like they did with Joe Biden.
Did you see where Ron DeSantis is now in trouble with the media because he's pushing back against misinformation, and now they're shouting about censorship over the abortion amendment that's being voted on this year?
You surprised?
No.
Yeah, it's once again, if they ever get the First Amendment, stifle free speech, the Second Amendment's gone. Just trust me. They went the first two amendments that we had for a reason. So you can't tell me Hillary and Kerry and all these people, man, if they can control your life, they will control it today. By the way, you saw what the guy from the World Economic Forum, what's his name? What's the big mouth of the World Economic Forum? Klossmann, how you say his name? Klossmann. Hold up, I got it right here. I'm going to find it for you folks because I am a patient guy.
Klaus Schwab?
Yep. He demands ban on homegrown food to stop global warming. You can't grow tomatoes. You growing tomatoes is causing these hurricanes. Did y'all know that? My poor daddy's in his grave. I bet he's rolling over worried that he grew gardens every spring and every fall. How many people did he kill because of global warming? World Economic Forum demands ban on homegrown food to stop global warming. This is the same people in the Democrat Party, folks. They're deranged, demanding that governments enforce bans on members of the general public growing their own food or home in order to comply with the unelected globalist organization Net Zero Agenda. Homegrown food creates emissions that allegedly cause global warming. The Democrat Party don't want you to grow your own food. One of them said the other day, we need to cut this meat consumption. They don't want you eating meat. I don't understand that, Joe. They don't want you to eat meat. They want the meat consumption to go away now. And then they don't want you to grow vegetables. What the hell are you supposed to eat? Folks, the Democrat Party is involved in this. This is what they're trying to do to America. They're trying to do it all over the world. Go to these Ethiopia where they ain't got but 3 chickens in the whole country. You want to go know what you're going to look like? Go ahead. Go look at them. They don't have any food either. Get rid of fossil fuels so we can't grow our own food and produce our own food. This is all anti-capitalism. It's all anti-America. We're the focus, but we got idiots like Obama and Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton buying into this, and they're out there selling it, and the media is buying it and selling you and me. I'm not making this up. They don't want you to grow a tomato garden. You're destroying the planet. You're making these hurricanes stronger. Folks, they've got people that believe in insanity. Gee whiz. Oh, oil and gas companies, I'll deal with that when I get back, man. They don't want Trump to touch the climate change stuff. I'm not making this up. That and more in hour number 3. They want to keep those tax credits coming. I'm not making it up. Take a break. Be right back. You're listening to the Griffon Show.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their 2 locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.